MTD Radio News. I'm Jill Miller. Here's what's going on. New Mexico's unemployment rate continues to fall. The state's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate was at 3.9% in December of last year, according to the Department of Workforce Solutions. The unemployment rate down from November's number of 4.1%, drastically down from 5.9% in December of 2021. According to the group, the biggest change came in the private sector with more than 16,000 new jobs. Despite the improvements, the state's unemployment rate is above the national rate, which is at 3.1%. An oil and gas producer based on the Texas side of the Permian Basin looked to capitalize on growth in the New Mexico portion of the region, looking to buy lands in the southeast corner of the state. Permian Resources Corporation announced an agreement that'll see it purchase about 4,000 leasehold acres and 3,300 royalty acres, mostly in Lee County, for about $98 million. The lands were estimated to produce about 1,100 barrels of oil equivalent per day at 73% oil. A bill addressing climate change in New Mexico with the expenditure of millions of state funds passed out its first committee on Monday by lawmakers. Senate Bill 5, sponsored by Senators Elizabeth Stefanik and Elizabeth Thompson, went before the Senate Health and Public Affairs Committee, where lawmakers granted the measure a do-pass recommendation. SB 5 had yet to be scheduled for its next committee hearing. As of Tuesday, if passed, the bill would require New Mexico adopt a statewide plan to address climate change and take preventative measures to avoid impacts of extreme weather events like wildfires. That's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.